It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Kenneth Lassiter was a cop. He was an Alabama State Trooper. Lassiter took his job serious. He was helpful to people, but he also did his duty and wrote a ticket when it was deemed necessary. On February the 12th, 1973, Lassiter was patrolling a highway near Montgomery when he came up on the scene of an accident. A man had lost control of his pickup truck and was bleeding to death with a severed artery. Lassiter, trained in first aid, managed to stop the bleeding and call for an ambulance. The injured man, Kenneth Ray Barton, was taken to a hospital and recovered. Lassiter eventually charged Barton with drunk driving. Like we said, he helped people, but he also did his duty. When the case got to court, the judge reduced the drunk driving charge to one of reckless driving. This reduction of sentence allowed Barton to keep his driver's license. I'm sure that the judge thought he was doing the right thing. It's a hard punishment to require a person to give up his driver's license, and surely Barton had learned his lesson from the previous experience. After all, any reasonable person who nearly kills himself while driving drunk surely wouldn't make the same mistake again. Nearly 14 months later, Trooper Lassiter had stopped another car very near the place where he had saved Barton's life. Lassiter wrote the motorist a warning ticket and had started back to his car. A battered old pickup coming down the road swerved and headed straight toward him. The trooper saw the pickup coming and started to run, but it was too late. He was hit and killed before he could get out of the way. So, nearly the very spot where he had saved one man's life only 14 months earlier, Trooper Lassiter died while doing his duty. The pickup which hit Lassiter didn't stop to help him. The driver just kept going. It could have been that the driver was drunk. Well, the next day a man turned himself over to the sheriff's office. He told authorities that he had been out drinking the night before. He said he could not remember driving home or who was at the wheel of the truck. Headlines in a newspaper, which had a story telling of the incident, read like this: Trooper killed by man whose life he once saved. You see, the man who turned himself in was Kenneth Ray Barton. Here's a personal note to all judges. The next time a person is brought before you on a drunk driving charge, be lenient. Reduce his sentence to reckless driving and let him keep his license. We all know that they've learned their lesson and won't drive again while drunk, don't we? Kenneth Ray Barton is proof of that. So be lenient, Mr. Judge. Be lenient.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.